It was plunging toward the compound. Limper must have broken in. The wind whale had fallen a long way, too. It was an easy striking distance for the Wicker Man. The giant of the sky had buckled in the middle, become a sagging sausage. It had no more ballast to shed. Neither could it control its motion through the sky. It was at the mercy of the wind, heading south, still losing altitude. Silent and Darling joined Bowman's. He demanded, "Why did you stay? Why didn't you get the hell off?" Silent's fingers danced as he relayed to Darling. "Knock it off with the waggle fingers. You can talk." Silent gave him a hard look. He did not say anything. The wind whale lurched. Bowman's grabbed an organ stem as he hurtled toward the monster's side in a drop still 3,000 feet till it was over. A gobbet of flame rolled up, singed him. He cursed and clung for his life. The wind whale continued to reel and shudder. It began making a hollow, booming noise that might have been a cry of pain. An overlooked spark had tangled with a slow leak from a gas bladder. The game was about over. There was nothing to be done this time. He was going to die in a few minutes. For some reason, he could not get as upset as he thought he should. Mostly, he was angry. This was not the way for the great Bowmans to go out. Just dragged along, without an audience and no great battle to die in? Without a legend to leave behind? He cursed continuously, in an unintelligible mutter. His thoughts, more agile than ever he pretended, scurried around in frantic search for a way to make sure the Wicker Man went with him. There was none. He had no weapon but the Fire Eater, which was a javelin thrown and now beyond his control. The wind whale began settling more rapidly. Fire crept up the aft half of the monster. The bend in its middle grew increasingly pronounced. The sucker was going to break up. "Come on. That half is going to go." He began climbing the steepening slope of the forehalf. Silent and Darling scrambled after him. Another explosion. Silent lost his footing. Darling grabbed a tree-like organ with one hand, caught him with the other. She hoisted him to his feet. "That ain't no woman," Bowman's muttered. "Not like I ever saw." The rear half of the wind whale began falling faster than the front half. Secondary explosions hurled comets of whale flesh into the teeth of the night. Cursing monotonously, Bowman's continued to scramble away from disaster, every second wondering why he bothered. The fear began to come, feeding on his helplessness. His talents were of no avail. He could do nothing but run from the conquering fire till there was nowhere left to flee. Yet another explosion ripped and wrenched the wind whale. Bowman's fell. Below, the aft half of the monster tore free and fell away, the whole enveloped in flames. The rest of the wind whale bobbed violently, trying to return to horizontal.